Sandy Berger, who served as National Security Advisor to President Clinton, stepped down today as an advisor to Democratic presidential hopeful John Kerry. Berger's under investigation for taking documents from the National Archives. He says he did so by mistake while preparing to appear before the 9/11 Commission. That commission will issue its final report on Thursday. One issue the commissioners say they're concerned about is the transition between presidential administrations. They say this is a period of time when the nation can be exceptionally vulnerable to attack. NPR's Pam Fessler has more.
The commission found there were lots of problems with starting a new administration. Clinton aides told the panel they passed on their concerns about al-Qaeda to the Bush team, but they weren't sure the message always got through. Bush appointees countered that they didn't get all the information they could have used, but that they took the threat seriously. So much so, said National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice, that the incoming team tried to avoid disruptions in the fight against al-Qaeda.
President Bush retained George Tenet as Director of Central Intelligence, and Louis Freeh remained the director of the FBI. And I took the unusual step of retaining Dick Clark and the entire Clinton administration's counterterrorism team on the NSC staff. Our goal was to ensure continuity of operations while we developed new policies.
But to Clark and other holdovers, things didn't always go that well. Clark told the commission he had a difficult time getting the attention of top Bush officials.
George Tenet and I tried very hard to create a sense of urgency by seeing to it that intelligence reports on the al-Qaeda threat were frequently given to the president and other high-level officials. But although I continued to say it was an urgent problem, I don't think it was ever treated that way.
Rice and other Bush officials admitted they had a lot of other things on their plate when they came into power, including concerns about North Korea, Iraq, and the Middle East. And there were also just the time-consuming mechanics of setting up a new administration, such as naming political appointees and getting security clearances. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld operated for months without many of his top officials in place, including his chief aide for counterterrorism policy. That post wasn't filled until after 9/11. Paul Light of New York University, who has studied presidential transitions extensively, says none of this is unusual.
And what's troubling about the Clinton-Bush transition is that it was one of the best in recent history.
He says for the most part, the Clinton team was eager to help, and the Bush team was ready to take over. But Light says even in the best of circumstances, transitions are tumultuous.
You basically have this period of time where there's a skeleton crew in the White House and in the agencies, and there's this incoming group of people who are trying to find the doors to their office, and it just creates an enormous opportunity for mischief and misreading.
He says it's a time when information gets lost and important decisions don't get made. Members of the 9/11 Commission say it's also a time that terrorists might exploit and that they'll address the issue in their final report. Among the proposals that have been discussed are the creation of a set term for the CIA director, which would carry over two or more administrations. Others have suggested streamlining the presidential appointment process so appointees don't have to wait months to be confirmed. Light has another proposal, which seems unlikely to fly in the current political climate. He says the Bush administration should start briefing Democrat John Kerry now, so he'll have a head start if there's another transition later this year. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.